Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. For 30 years, they've been making a better Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, you can save a bunch of money if you switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Only 2 weeks left in a regular season. The biggest games to decide the playoff positions are coming up. PharrellOnABench.com is all over it. All of my picks for Week 16 have been posted tonight. They're ready to go. Killer picks every sport, every day. Be a member for the playoffs in January. You won't regret it. PharrellOnABench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about in this last hour. A couple things first. I'm only here tomorrow night live. That's it for the year. I do it every year, so if you don't like it, have a sandwich. You know, like a ham sandwich. So tomorrow night's the last live show from me, and I have no idea what they're doing while I'm gone. Oh, I think they told me something or another. Harrington's doing it, or Harrison. I can't keep up with it.
Harrison is Wednesday, Thursday. Chris Moore is Friday, and I think Harrington's doing all of next week.
All right. So, and then that'll be that. So, other things, podcast of the show will be up tonight after the show and tomorrow morning on Twitter and on Facebook. And you can enjoy that. We'll do the same thing again tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. Those podcasts will come out. And then the, you know, for the month, the podcast numbers will go in the toilet. You already know what happens when we don't do the show together. Right? Am I wrong, Carver? What happens when we're all not together?
Well, we don't put the podcast up.
And then what happens?
The numbers clearly aren't the same. You're dealing with less days.
But then they ask me why the numbers are down.
Well, that's the response the next time that happens, I have the response, and that is, how many days did Scott work? Why don't we take your number, and then go to this calendar over here and count the days.
Do you think they'd ever figure that out?
Worked. No, that happened over the summer.
Right.
Nice comeback from July. Scott was out for a week and a half
surfing.
In July.
Thanks. All right, so one other thing, the preemptions. I get a lot of people complaining. Pharrell's always preempted with sports, play-by-play of every sport known to man. So they always bump me for sports, right? I get it. That's how the world works. So here's the deal. You can listen to me all 4 hours every single time on the CBS Sports app. All 4 hours, CBS Sports app. It's free. Download the CBS Sports app. Boom. Scroll down all the way on the left to the bottom. You'll see headsets every night at 10 East. It'll say Pharrell on the Bench. Just click that and you can hear the show. Boom. No questions asked. Also, radio.com has it and Ask Alexa. And then if you really like the show, you could pay for it on the SiriusXM app. Channel 206, it's on there every night for a nice little fee, and you can listen that way as well. And I'll say this, before, because you don't think I'm being mean, it's the reality of it, right? Like, I still have satellite radio, and I have the app, right? And I pay through the nose for it, so I like it. I think it's kick-ass, and the music's better than radio. Shows are better. Everything's better on it. You just have to pay for it. So I have it. I use it every day. Mavia, you always see me at the gym with my earbuds in, and I'm always listening to like Hip Hop Nation or Shade 45 or whatever, Kenny Chesney, all the channels that I like, metal channels and everything else. You know I like that app, right? And we're on the app.
You love it.
We're never on the channel, though, because they always have sports on the channel as well, but we're on the app every night.
Correct.
Also, don't they stream us on WFAN.com? Is that true?
Only when there's something on the fan that they cannot stream, such as like tonight's football game. Like tonight, you were streamed on the fan from 10 to 12.
Oh, there you go.
They can't stream the football game on the
fan. So we're on. There's a lot of ways to listen to the show without dealing with the preemptions. All you have to do is be smart. SMRT. Smart and so smart. I am so smart. Did you see today they showed the trailer for the new Top Gun movie with Tom Cruise?
Did see that.
Making a strong comeback. Gardner Minshew said that on the winning in Oakland thing, I saw more middle fingers today than I have my whole life. They have a good time, man. It was fun to ruin that for them. That is awesome. Dolphins announced Devontae Parker's contract extension. My buddy's a season ticket holder for the Dolphins. He's like, I go watch him every week, and they're a bunch of no-names, and they play their ass off, and they're in almost every game. They weren't yesterday, but they have been in almost every game literally for 2 months. Is that about right?
Yes, that is true.
You got to give Flores credit.
I think he's done a tremendous job.
People thought they were tanking for Tua. That guy, do you think he's going to go in the draft, or do you think he'll go back to Alabama?
I think he's going to go in the draft.
Go in the draft. I just wanted to say I had 5 bags of popcorn yesterday. 5 bags. Thursday Night Football enjoys a 4% audience increase over 2018. Is that like a PR spin thing there by the NFL? Always tell you the good numbers. Streaming site Caffeine announces a new series with Juju Smith-Schuster. I love Juju when he plays once a year. I mean, talk about a guy that never plays. I mean, dude, I mean, honestly, he's making deals, doing endorsements, he's doing commercials.
He's everywhere except the football field.
He doesn't play football, so he's another one. This guy, is Connor hurt again after playing one game last night?
Man, did he even play? He barely, what'd he get, 7 touches last night?
He's worthless, too. They got to get rid of him. Not gonna, they gotta. Sorry, he's never healthy, and that was like a facade. Joe Burrow won the Heisman in a landslide. Second most first-place votes. Largest margin of victory. Highest percentage of first-place votes. He won by so much that now they've raised over $100,000 for food barns in pantries in Southwest Ohio? Is that where he's from?
Right. And the craziest part is all you heard all summer going into this year was how the Heisman was a lock between Tua and Lawrence. And the kid Trevor Lawrence. Right? It was going to be one of them. The odds were insane for
those
two guys.
And now he's the favorite for next year.
Yes. Lawrence would be the favorite for next year.
All-American teams announced. Joe Burrow, Chase Young lead the top stars. Gee, you think?
And speaking of Chase Young, the report before the Heisman thing Saturday afternoon that he's...
Going to go back.
Stupid? Are you kidding me? Go back. My friend, you're going to be a top 2 pick. In
you're
the NFL
rich.
Draft.
Why would you go back?
Go
and get
sit
injured?
In a room with all your people and figure it out.
Have somebody give you some advice. You
know, you're coming out, dude. You're not going back to Ohio State.
Thanks. Thanks, kid. Start listening to people that know how to make some money.
Not only that, he already had the NCAA screw with him and was lucky that he got like barely any suspension. He shouldn't have gotten any, but
they suspended him for like hack games.
Right, but you still see that the NCAA has this, you know, these BS double standards. Like, get the hell out of there.
Who wins the game, Clemson or Ohio State?
I'm on Clemson, big time.
I don't know about big time.
Big time.
And what about LSU? Do they cover the big fat number?
I think they do.
Mafia?
Yeah, I think so. Oklahoma can brag all they want about how they got their defense better. They still let people score left and right.
You're not eating with the new counters, are you?
Of course not.
The counters aren't new in here.
Oh.
We got to do like big bowl preview tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, big bowl preview.
This is it. End of the line tomorrow.
So start thinking maybe bowl preview guests.
Well, I've got one guy who's been asking.
Who have we done it with already? We did it with our boy from Fox.
Yeah, but I've got this guy that your boy keeps texting me about. This guy's the best at college football. Please put him on.
You mean Ozzie's boy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Says he's Mr. College Football.
Okay. What do I care? Did we have Jerry Hinnan do it? Isn't he one of our guys?
Yeah, he's our guy.
Has he done it already?
Who
was the one that did it? What's our guy from Fox? What's his name? Aaron Torres. I'm completely brain dead right now. I played basketball
after the foursome came out last week.
Who did a foursome? Wait a minute. Are we on the air? Mac Brown gets a 1-year contract extension. That's pretty impressive. He's 107.
Like, what are we doing here? Like the guy. No, I mean, forget about the age. This kills me about college athletics. He's been there 1 year.
Right.
He just came back to coach the team again. Why do we need to tack on another year? Why do we need to extend him another year?
Did you see the story about on the USA Today, today, the Monday edition, about athletes playing on after sex offenses in college sports?
I mean, no chance.
This is a scathing
actual physical newspaper you're holding there?
It is, actually, with ink.
I can't believe that.
This is a... Look at the size of this
story.
Did
you stay at a hotel last night? Look, is that why you have that?
No. I get it delivered to my house. I do.
That's the only one that they put outside the hotel.
Well, it is. It's better than the Daily News, which is I could blow my nose with.
Yeah, you could have five-year-olds writing crayon. That's better than
they
Daily
should
News.
Pay me to get the Daily News. It's so awful. It really is the worst newspaper on the face of the earth, and you can quote me on that. The USA Today did an investigation on sex offenders, basically, in college athletics. I mean, this article was staggering. It's so unbelievable that I can't even go through it. That's how staggering it is. USC gets a notice of allegations from the NCAA tied to a federal probe. Remember, that was the FBI investigation. USC's basketball program's going under. Georgia running back James Cook arrested on an open container charge. Who cares? The kid was having a freshie, for Christ's sakes. We already told you Bumgarner got a five-year, $85 million ripoff deal from the Diamondbacks that he's fleecing them for $85 million. He'll give them about $12 million worth of work. Kluber gets the deal with the Rangers. Finally, they get a player. The Astros admit to sign-stealing to Major League Baseball, deny installing a special camera. Once you admit to cheating, what does it matter if you deny using special cameras? Like, really, you're trying to get save some face there?
You cheated. Who cares?
Let me ask you this question, Mafia. What did you think of the Pharrell Ballers tonight with a semifinal victory by 12 to make it to the championship? By the way, our 17th championship game in 8 years.
There was a great overall performance by everybody. I thought everyone contributed well, even your boy Mike, who really gets sparing minutes because he's kind of a liability on defense and offense. They fouled him, put him at the free throw line to try to kill our offense there, a little stall tactic, and he hit both free throws, so everybody was involved tonight.
I just couldn't even believe that he hit both free throws. He swished them both, by the way.
Had the best free throw percentage of anybody on the team tonight, I think.
But he shoots the ball from his onions.
Granny style.
Granny style, like almost like Jerry West underhanded. It was unbelievable that they both went in. The minute he got the ball on offense, like Brendan threw him the ball, and then did you hear him yelling, foul him, foul him?
Yeah.
And then they tackled him, and he went and made both free throws, a 1-1. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't even believe it. When he made the first one, that was made my day. Then he made the second one. I was literally laughing and jumping up and down at the other end.
And they're both, like, clean, pretty much swishes.
All swish. So how do you like our chances Wednesday in the championship?
Pretty decent chances. We got Brendan back. We played them tight last game. I know they didn't have a big Coco there, but, I mean, it took a terrible, three free throw shot call to get them to win. So I think we got a decent chance. We just got to really play team defense.
You know, that guy, Magnificent, had like 38 tonight. I think he may have hit like 7 or 8 threes.
You got to love the illegal things that go on in that league, too. There's some random guy that's never played for them the whole season playing tonight in the playoffs.
How is that possible?
Because she lets him do whatever. The other guy in our game wasn't supposed to play. He was supposed to be tossed out of the league after his text last week, right?
Unbelievable.
First rule is there are no rules.
So wait a minute, you're telling me some guy that's never played before played?
I've never seen him play before, yeah.
That young kid?
The kid in the long sleeves black t-shirt?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't know him either, but he was playing for them. Meanwhile, they had five guys because they had, the other one on the bench.
That's unbelievable. Major League Baseball threatens to walk away from minor league baseball entirely. What is going on that Major League Baseball is so stuck up now that they won't deal with minor league baseball anymore?
I don't even know what's going on.
Do they not realize that every guy that ever played baseball went through the minors? For the most part?
The whole thing seems absolutely ridiculous.
Real quick, Gary in San Diego on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how you doing?
Hey, G, what up?
Hey, I'm the fella that played for the Kings. I talked to you before, off and on, so I'm always listening to you.
I remember, my man.
All right, you, Carver High, Mafia, y'all the best. Y'all the best. Three amigos, you can't be beat. Yeah. But, yeah, I had a bunch of questions for you, but you're hitting on some different things about football and who's going to win. And you said a couple of things about how, who is it, the Rams, 7-7?
Yeah, and Dallas.
Right. Yeah, see, that leads into what you hit back again about defense. The champs are going to be the team with the best defensive team. There's just no way around it. Yeah, they can offense you all the way. Even you just got to talking about your basketball. Y'all tough down on defense Wednesday, you'll be the champ. No doubt.
Well, one of the problems is that they got a 6'8", 275-pound guy, and they got a 6'5", 250-pound guy, and then they got two guys that can shoot threes like nobody's business. So they're an inside-out team that moves the ball, and they defend really well themselves. So when you have a 6'8 and a 6'5 guy in the low block, it's shot alteration time. When we go in to shoot easy shots, we always have to alter our shot because you got a big airplane wing swinging in the sky at you. So it changes shots, which means you miss shots. That's what that means.
Well, that means y'all going to have to switch up where y'all going to have to be hot from the outside.
Right.
Before you get in, defensively sink your men down the front, those big ones, and then make them shoot from the outside, because the outside shots,
right,
you live and die on.
We had a guy, our top player tonight, at 33-7-4. He's a great player. He averages, the only guy in our league that averages 30 or more, and one of the top scorers in the nation in the league of over 29,000 players. He is no joke, man. This guy is a cop. And he's 30 years old, maybe. And I mean to tell you, this guy, he's 6'2", 200 pounds. And he's, big-shouldered, broad-shouldered guy, real strong upper body. But I got to tell you, I think the key to his game is, and Mafia, tell me if I'm wrong, he never picks up his dribble. The guy just always keeps moving and dribbling, and he never stops and picks up the ball. He will dribble until the freaking cows come home, and he always just keeps moving and dribbling until someone makes a mistake, leans one way, gets a drop step. Whatever he does, he waits for you to make a mistake, and then he eats you alive.
Yeah, he's constantly looking for that opening, and no matter how long it takes, he'll find it.
And tonight he did. He was unbelievable. I refuse to take a break.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Anyway, Maf, do you ever do that thing with the time on there where you have to put the time in, and then it says you got to put, I'm talking about our thing at the other gig, where you have to put in class or something?
Yeah. It's such a pain in the butt. I haven't done it all season. I got to do
that. But can you do it, like, after you put in the, like, you know, the out time, can you put in, like, put in the out time and then go up and put in class?
Yeah, you can.
And that'll work?
Yeah.
Well, then how come when I do it, it goes to some other page?
Because technology hates you.
What do I have to put in the class? Is there some number?
I don't know. I've never put a number in.
I mean, come on, dude. It just never works, man. God. All right. Buzz in Buffalo on 1270.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing tonight?
I'm average. I'm doing pretty good. The Ballers won tonight in a semi. That was good. Other than that, I'm crappy.
Oh, well, your average is pretty much better than, it's good. That's good. If you even, 85%, that's good.
Yeah, I can live with that, I suppose. Nothing's really that exciting going on, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, there was something exciting going on last night, and that was the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I called Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio. I called a local show in the middle of the week last week.
Right.
And I'm always respectful when I call an opposing team. I mean, Pittsburgh is a great town. I love Pittsburgh. I think their organization is first class. And but what I said to them was, and obviously Mike Tomlin and whoever the offensive coordinator is, that
because like I didn't like watching my team lose last night, but I didn't want to kill anyone.
Well, the other side of it is that you're from Buffalo, you're a Bill fan, you're talking about the Steeler offensive coordinator and why he's doing a bad job, and you're about to get into this story where you're calling local Pittsburgh stations. I'm assuming the Fan in Pittsburgh, our spot. So
trying to be sneaky.
Like what? Like I don't get it. Like what are you so worried about? If you're a Bills fan, the Bills won. That's
be happy.
That's it.
It's Christmas.
Like, what are you so worried about with the Steelers?
Get ready for the Patriot game. Stop worrying about the Steelers. You already beat them. Dust it off. It's over. Let's not kill anyone. I know he was probably kidding, but didn't he say he wasn't kidding?
He says, I don't care if I'm joking or not.
Okay, well then, don't bother me. And now he doesn't like me. Is he going to have me killed?
Probably.
I'm doomed. Jesus, what is wrong with people? It's Christmas and we got people killing people? Mavi, how many people have I said I wanted to kill in the last few weeks? Only about 12.
Yeah, only about 12. It's usually the same people you're talking about over and over having bodily harm done to them.
Yes. Oh, well. These things happen. Anyway, somebody just told me that it's pouring outside. It's not snowing. But 34C told me it was snowing at home. Maybe she's doing blow. I don't get it. It's raining here and snowing there. I guess I really do live in the mountains with the hyenas. Jason in D.C. I'll get you out of here, Jay. Hold on. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to say I love the show.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, man. I was listening earlier when I was driving home, and I heard you talking about the Saints-Niners. I kind of feel like that was the – especially – well, excuse me. Yesterday, the Falcons, I kind of feel like that was their Super Bowl. It was kind of a letdown game for the Niners.
Right.
But I don't know. What's your take on Kyle Shanahan? You think he's got the stuff to do it? Or
I mean, they're
up on little teams.
They're a really good team. And, you know, these things happen. This is the NFL. Every single game, you have no idea what could happen. Everybody thinks they got everything in the bag. Like I had that Redskins game in the bag yesterday with six, and then the guy fumbles and he goes 60, 70 yards for a touchdown, and they win by 10, and I lose the bet. So, you know, you think you know everything until you watch the game, and it turns into the craziest game you ever saw. Every game turns into the craziest game you ever saw. I didn't even think tonight would be as bad as it was, the game. So you never know what you're going to get. And I just, you know, I hit the Niner game against the Saints. Not only did I hit it, I bet on them to win the game outright. So they were getting three or something like that, and they won the game outright in New Orleans. And I'm not willing to bet on them to win the game if they were to play them again, is what I said. And so I just don't think you can win there twice in the same season. Once is a given. That's something you got to, like, take to the bank. You're like, wow, that just happened. Do it again? Good luck. I just don't think that. But I think Kyle Shanahan has a really good team. And, you know, they got their work cut out for them. If they finish the five, they're going to have to go on the road to start the playoffs. Then they might get a home game, right? Or maybe they won't. So if you have to play every single game on the road in the playoffs, it's a very hard way to make a living. It would be a lot better if they were playing it at Levi's for, you know, at least one of those games. But it sounds like to me, for sure, Carver High, they'd have to play the NFC Championship game on the road and the wild card game.
Yes.
And then they might get the divisional semi at home. Maybe not even that.
No, if you're the five?
Well, if they beat the Cowboys, and then they would still...
They're still the five. So, they're going to be on the road the whole way unless they play the six.
All right, so the whole way they're on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing they can get it done and win all on the road. I've seen the Giants do it, so it can happen. I believe that they have it. The problem
It's not even just that. Let's say you do win that Dallas game on the road. It's also where you have to go on the road those next 2 weeks. You're going to have to go to some combination of Green Bay, New Orleans, Seattle. Like, two of those three teams you're going to have to beat on the road after
but
beating
if
Dallas.
They're playing the Niners last game of the season, and they play them again, let's say, three times. I think the Niners can beat them. I do. I think they could beat them. I think they could beat them in Seattle.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right. One other thing, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up so you don't want to miss this Week 16 NFL, Week 17 NFL, the wild cards, divisional semi, conference, title games, and the Super Bowl. You get everything. Get in on January for sure if it's the last thing you do. And then you get everything else, you know, pro rack, college rack, hockey, boxing, MMA, and then in the spring and summer baseball too. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. All right. A person was found dead inside a porta potty in Baltimore on Sunday. Remember they played Thursday night against the Jets? So they found this body yesterday in the afternoon inside a portable bathroom, and the person was not identified at that point or a cause of death known. It's unknown how long the body had been in there. Earlier this year, a man died after being engulfed in flames while inside a burning porta potty. How does that happen? You're in the porta potty and you catch on fire? There's got to be some kind of smoking something going on in there, right? How do you catch on fire in a porta potty? I don't get it. You got to be doing something in the porta potty. Not good, right? Who knows? Three portable toilets caught on fire during that incident, and the cause was unclear, and they said it wasn't believed to be a crime. How does two people die in porta potties at the same place in one season? Is that crazy or what? Coach of the year, who do you think it should be? Pete Carroll, John Harbaugh, Matt LaFleur, Sean McDermott, Sean Payton, Kyle Shanahan, or Mike Tomlin? I could see McDermott getting it if he beats the Patriots and wins the division. I could see Tomlin getting it since he had Brown and Bell gone and Roethlisberger, and they still won. I think this Matt LaFleur thing is overrated to me. It's got to be really tough having Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback as a first-year coach. Got to be brutal. Got to be brutal for him.
I think Shanahan has a chance to win that. I'm obviously pretty biased with my guy. I love to see my guy win. And the job that Tomlin has done, when people thought that when Big Ben went down that night that they would be absolutely finished this year. Nobody thought we'd be talking about Steelers and playoffs in late December when Roethlisberger.
So the funny thing about that job is you could win it and then a year later be fired. You can win that award and be fired.
We talk about Coach of the Year a lot in all these sports that we do. It usually goes to somebody who has taken their team from, like, out of nowhere.
Didn't Marty Schottenheimer get fired after winning 14 games?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
Losing the playoffs every year.
The Mets and Yoenis Cespedes agreed to a restructured deal so that they could afford to pay other players. And because he never plays. One of the great heists in baseball history.
Right, that's the big thing, because they were filing agreements against him because of how he got hurt at his ranch when he was supposed to be, you know, rehabbing and stuff. So they kind of came to a mutual, you know, decision here to fix it.
Babe Ruth's 500 home run bat sells for more than $1 million. Doncic should be able to return in a couple of weeks. I'll believe that when I see it. He rolled his ankle. I'll believe he's back when he's back. How's that sound? They won tonight over the Bucks without him. Can you believe that? Deion Waiters rumors the Heat are determined to move on from the troubled guard. Boy, he's had nothing but trouble. Did you see him? He got banned over...
suspended for the third time.
Right. But this time
he was supposed to be homesick, and he was like posting that he was, you know,
he was on a yacht.
Yeah.
Eric Bledsoe, the Bucks, out a couple weeks due to a right fibula fracture. He's got some kind of a broken bone. Devils trade Taylor Hall, I told you, to the Coyotes. How about Ilya Kovalchuk cut by the LA Kings? Remember when that guy was making $100 million?
Hack.
The new AP poll is out in college basketball. It changes every week. Now Kansas and Gonzaga are the top two teams. Ohio State lost to Minnesota, right, over the weekend. Sunday night they lost to them. North Carolina freshman guard Cole Anthony, who everybody's talking about being the greatest player, out indefinitely with a knee injury. Oregon knocked off in Ann Arbor. Michigan they beat over the weekend on Saturday. Amanda Nunez won again. In UFC 245, she beat that Jermaine Rondamy, and she's just unbelievable, that chick.
Yeah, she looked great in that fight. Your boy Holloway lost his belt.
He lost.
And then Kamaru Usman beat Covington. But as much as I hate the guy, I got to give him credit. After the third round, sat down on the stool, told his corner, I think I broke my jaw, and still fought into the fifth.
And then had his face broken.
Oh, yeah, he got beaten down in that fifth.
It looked like if he didn't break it in the third round, his jaw, he definitely broke it in the fifth.
Yeah. Although the UFC's got a, you know, you like the loaded cards like that where you get the three title fights, although you got to change the format then. Either start it earlier or give less fights. That was going on until 2 a.m. I fell asleep in the middle of the Holloway fight, woke up before the main event.
So is that how late it went?
It went until 2 a.m. Eastern time.
That's ridiculous. John Jones says that he's going to fight at heavyweight in 2020. And then how about your boy Conor McGregor? He says he wants to fight Usman at 170, and Usman said he'll kill him.
He will. He will. Masvidal will. Like, Masvidal Usman's the fight to make next. Conor, just fight Cowboy. Prove that you still have something left, and then you can start calling out guys. Don't come in here after not fighting forever and act like you got the King of the Ring thing going.
Just fight anybody. Like, can I see this guy fight somebody?
Yeah.
I get it. He's scheduled to fight somebody. I hope it actually happens.
When is this? Is this weekend the fight night with Edgar and the Korean Zombie? Is that this weekend? It is.
Yes, it is.
So, do you think Frankie Edward can dance with the Korean Zombie?
Yeah, he can. The Korean Zombie is over the hill at this point.
So is Frank.
He is.
Here you go, Carver Hyde. The Champions League draw. Here you go. Dortmund against Paris Saint-Germain. Now, PSG has always had trouble in the Champions League in the knockout stage. I don't know if you knew that. They've always had trouble in that thing.
Yes.
But, man, I watched them play the other day, 5-0 or something. They look great.
They can't lose fast enough, so hopefully...
You think Dortmund beats them? I watched Dortmund tonight.
They shouldn't, but I hope they do.
I had a Dortmund game taped tonight I watched. They're really good. How about Real Madrid against Man City? I think Real Madrid is playing great football right now. I think they can beat Man City, even though I like Man City. I think Real Madrid can beat them. What do you think?
Absolutely.
What are the other ones? How about Atletico Madrid against Liverpool? Liverpool is, like, right now the best team in the world, aren't they?
Allegedly.
Chelsea against Bayern Munich. I think Bayern Munich will beat them.
They will.
Juventus. I'd like to see Juventus play Liverpool for the title. How about that?
That'd be a good one.
Tottenham and Leipzig. What do you think of that one?
Tottenham should win, but anything can happen.
Napoli and Barcelona. I'd have to take Barcelona, but Napoli's been on fire.
Barcelona will win.
Man City and Liverpool are favored. How is Man City favored? They can't even. They're not even winning the Premier League.
Yeah, it's different though.
Really? Barcelona's third, PSG fourth, Bayern Munich fifth, Juventus sixth, and Madrid seventh, Tottenham eighth. Mikel Arteta is set to be named the Arsenal manager. How bad have they been? This is the worst they've been since 1977. They are terrible. Anyway, Frank Lampard calls for Chelsea to have the personality and the onions to break teams down after the Bournemouth loss. He says they don't have any stones. I love that. Aren't the fans blaming him for the losses and not the players?
Usually.
There you go. Jurgen Klopp signs a new Liverpool deal through 2024. All he does is win. They should give him a 10-year deal. FIFA considering four bids to host the 23 Women's World Cup. It looks as though bids are from Brazil, Japan, Colombia, and a joint bid from Australia and New Zealand to host the 2023 Women's World Cup. Georgetown wins the NCAA soccer title by beating Virginia on penalty kicks on Sunday. And here you go, Carver High. Tiger Woods leads the U.S. to the President's Cup win. They got it done after getting their ass beat for 3 days.
Yes, they had to come from behind this time, but they never lose the President's Cup, so they weren't going to lose.
Did you see the story about Reed and his caddy getting in a fight with fans?
Yeah, not a good scene.
Didn't the caddy punch some fan?
That was the rough part of the week, was Reed was a major distraction for the U.S. team.
Why did everybody hates that guy's guts?
Everybody hates him.
Why would he put him on the team? Because I know he's good at international play, but if everyone hates him, including his peers, why have him around? I don't think he'll ever be on it again. I think Tiger's
one of the guys who does like him, and he is good usually at these international competitions.
Right.
He had a rough week aside from Sunday where he did win his match.
He's got a bad reputation.
He sure does.
I mean, his name is mud in golf.
And coming off of the incident the week before where he was accused of and pretty much seen on video of moving his ball into a better lie. So there was a lot of
So he cheats and he's an idiot.
A lot of controversy for Patrick Reed this week.
All right, John in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, well, listen, I have always been a big fan of the Chiefs from Kansas City. Love them.
Right.
But, I look at Andy Reid. He's this generation's Marty Schottenheimer. And I've been looking at the parallels of just how Andy Reid, his legacy of choking, of failure, of just not getting it done. And I saw if the playoffs ended today, he would have to go to Pittsburgh and he'd have to go through New England. I remember the last time he played Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh did 18 points worth of field goal and won. And then
have to go to Pittsburgh? He wouldn't have to go to Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh at best is the six, and Kansas City is going to be a division winner. I understand that he said that they would have to go through Pittsburgh. He just said that in this playoff.
Yeah, in this playoff, if it all ended today, they would have to play Pittsburgh.
What you're saying is they'd have to play them at Arrowhead.
Right.
Well, the Steelers don't score enough to beat the Chiefs.
That Pittsburgh had Bell and Roethlisberger.
Yeah, listen, they don't have any offense at all. There's no way they're beating the Chiefs. That's all there is to it. They're not beating the Chiefs.
I hope you're right.
I listen. The Chiefs are not losing to a team that can't score 17 points. They can't even score 13 points. They don't score, and the Chiefs score 13 points every 5 minutes.
Look, the Steelers are a legit top 5 D. But the Chiefs will still get theirs that day. Like
They'll score at least 24 on them.
Even if they held them to 17, to 20, are the Steelers going to score 17 or 20 points that day? That's the hard part.
On the road at Arrowhead with Devlin Hodges, please.
It's a very tall task.
Please, calm down.
And there's still a very good chance if the Bills win Saturday that the Chiefs are going to get a bye in the first round. So,
You know, I won't deny that Andy Reid's had his problems, but I think that you
have
to...
1-5 in championship
games. All right, fair enough. But you have to take a step back and realize that it sounded like from my guy here that it was... It's just so easy to be in the NFL and be a head coach and win these gigantic playoff games and big title games. Like, it's some kind of easy walk in the park. It's no joke. It's hard to do. It's hard to win. It's hard to survive. It's hard to keep your job. It's hard to have a long career as a head coach in the NFL. There's only a few guys that get it done, right, that actually have longevity, that keep a job for as long as that guy's been a head coach. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. My last show of the year. I hate to tell you, but it is what it is. We'll be live at 10 p.m. Eastern for Carver High and Mafia on Pharrell. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.